You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here tonight on CDO as we come to you live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School as it's the BG Bobcats, the boys team hosting the visiting Franklin Purple Devils from the Tri-Valley League in a non-league matchup here tonight, again, between the Bobcats and the Purple Devils. Want to welcome everybody into the Chambers in O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Just a variety of things to tell you about Chambers. They've added more rentals, so if you need one for the holiday, please call them today at 563-4311. Also, Cork and the crew have added another technician, so that's six full-time technicians they have right now. So you need a quick appointment, you can get in, get out, no waiting around with Chambers and O'Hara, a proud sponsor here of local sports on WCDO. Want to get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Should be a great game here tonight between BG and Franklin. Again, a non-league contest, and it's big for a couple of different reasons. If you're a Franklin fan here tonight, you're a Class D school and BG is a Class C school, so that's certainly some sectional points on the line here tonight. If Franklin could get a win, you certainly get more and extra sectional points, which could certainly be the difference down the road if you're the Franklin Purple Devils. What's that mean? You get more points if you're a smaller school and you beat a bigger school based on enrollment. So if Franklin could get a win here tonight, they would certainly get extra points for that. It could mean the difference between a home game and an away game come Class D sectional time in February. So these games when a Class D team plays a Class C team is certainly very nice if you're the smaller school and you can come out with a win. And if you're Franklin, that's a great possibility here tonight because you're led by your senior leader, Derek Beers. Of course, he's been out for their first game against Skenevis. They were able to still win that game 49-40 without Derek, but he's back in the lineup tonight. So it seems he's out warming up tonight here for the Purple Devils and certainly looks like he's fine and ready to go. So that's good news if you're a Franklin fan. On the other side for BG, they had a tough schedule to start the beginning part of the year going over to the Delhi tournament, and that's never easy, that's for sure, because Delhi has such a quality team this year. But you know, this is a BG team that is looking for some leadership right now, and I think you're going to find that with number 5, just the sophomore Trevor Hallequist. He played varsity last year as a freshman, and of course they lost some of those guys that were key for them last year that were seniors. So this is a group that's kind of finding themselves, and I think you would look to Hallequist, who again is just a sophomore, and probably to Sean Jones, who's a junior, two guys who certainly have some varsity experience and are looking to step up and help this team. Another guy I'd say is their center and maybe their forward, I guess you could say, senior wearing number 34, Alex DeGroat. He's their big guy down low. I think it all starts with him as well. He's a tough big body. We saw that during football season, and I think he could be key here tonight because Franklin really doesn't have anyone the same size as him except for Beers, and I still think he probably weighs a little bit more than Derek Beers. So down low, I think Alex DeGroat could certainly be a force to be reckoned with. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come back with some more here on the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, Banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Bainbridge-Guilford High School. Nate Lull tonight here on CDO. It's our third game this week. We've had all boys games this week, but don't worry, we have a full schedule of games for you next week featuring the boys and the girls. We'll start it off on Monday when the Sydney girls have a non-league contest over in Edmiston. So we'll be over there for that Mac versus Tri-Valley matchup. That should be a lot of fun. That is on Monday night. On Tuesday, we'll have the Sydney boys traveling down to take on Harpersville. So that will be a great Mac contest. On Wednesday, a real treat here in the early part of the season, folks, is we'll have the BG girls traveling over to take on Delhi. And those are two teams that squared off in the MAC championship last year for the girls, and they both look very, very strong to start the season. So that's Wednesday. Mark your calendar there. Not going to have a game on Thursday. I got to get some rest once in a while, you know. So, but Friday, we'll be right back to it. We're going to have a doubleheader down in Afton between these BG Bobcats that we'll see here tonight and the Afton Crimson Knights, a girls game and a boys game. Some of the teams in the MAC this year have started doing these quad games. That's what you call them. You have the two JV, the boys and the girls, followed by the two varsity, the boys and the girls. And they've just found that it's a nice way to get everybody in the building at the same time so that you don't have to worry about, you know, you have one sibling that's playing on the girls' team and, you know, somebody else on the boys' team, and you can't watch both because they're always either home and away. So with the quad, at least for those couple of games, you can maybe make it to both because they're in the same place. So that's certainly a nice idea. So we'll have that for you. We did one last year down there between Sydney and Afton. This year it will be BG and Afton on Friday. That'll be next Friday. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back. They'll have the starting lineups and the national anthems, and we'll get underway between BG and Franklin, a boys' matchup tonight here. The MAC taking on the Tri-Valley, two talented teams, both with quality players. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight. Stay tuned for more on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabado Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabado. Energy for every part of life.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. About to get things underway here from BG High School. Nate Lowell on CDO. Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios. Always a big thank you to him. Franklin and BG about to get underway. Let's look at our starting lineup tonight. First for the Franklin Purple Devils, a sophomore wearing number 3, Joe Cerro. A senior wearing number 10, a captain, Derek Beers. A senior wearing number 14, also a captain, Max Carey. The third captain for Franklin, also a senior, number 24, Turner Thies. And just a freshman wearing number 32, Carson Dutcher. Daryl Beers, the head coach here for the Franklin Purple Devils. For BG, a junior wearing number 3, Kyle Rideout. A sophomore, again, we talked about him in the pregame, wearing number 5, Trevor Hallequist. A junior wearing number 14, Zach Wiemann. A junior wearing number 20, Sean Jones. And a senior wearing number 34, Alex DeGroat. Head coach for the BG Bobcats is Mr. Greg Warren. And always a big thanks to head coach Greg Warren, also the athletic director here at BG. He keeps a lot of the stats and standings for the MAC, and he's always such a huge help to us here on CDO. So we certainly appreciate everything he does for us. About to get underway as Franklin will go left to right to start things off. BG right to left. Franklin's in the new, and I got to say they look real sharp here tonight, folks. Dark purple uniforms with the black and the gold trim says Franklin Central in white lettering across the chest. BG's in the traditional home white uniforms, the navy blue trim, and across the chest says Bobcats here in navy blue lettering. So 8 minutes up on the clock to start the first quarter. Again, Franklin going left to right. Derek Beers will start here tonight. Didn't play in their first game due to some sort of an injury. Appears that he's okay here tonight and is out on the floor, ready to go. BG looking for their first win here at home on the season. And a great matchup tonight between the Tri-Valley and the MAC. And we're just waiting for one of the referees. Appears he was a little late getting out of the locker room and gets a nice ovation from the crowd here as he comes out onto the floor, and we'll get ready with the tip-off between Franklin and Bainbridge Guilford. We're underway here at BG, and we'll have a double dribble after Franklin wins the tip, and it goes to Max Carey there wearing number 14, and a quick call there on the double dribble. So a scoreless contest, and BG will get the first possession of the night here as they go right to left. Over for Sean Jones, downloaded to Groat off his hands, and out of bounds, but we'll stay here with the Bobcats. Just 10 seconds in, we're scoreless. So inbounding underneath their own basket, here is Sean Jones. Up top to DeGroat, back to Jones, down low here for a rideout. Try to turn around shot, but a traveling violation is the call. And a couple of quick turnovers here, gives the ball back to the Franklin Purple Devils. Turner Thies will inbounds here to Joe Cerro, just a sophomore, but he'll run the point here tonight for the Franklin Purple Devils, going left to right. Here's Max Carey on the right wing side, dribbles up for Thies on the left wing, little dribble drive. Now to Beers in the paint, quick drive to the hoop, up off the glass and no good. Nice looking shot there for Beers, but couldn't get it to go. Bobcats with the rebound, they cross the logo at half court going right to left. And they'll set up the offense here against the 2-3 zone for the Franklin Purple Devils. Here's Rideout, lost the handle for a second, but gets it along the right wing there for Jones. Jones back to Rideout, 15 on the shot clock, works it inside, looking for Wiemann. Wiemann for Jones, far side for three, off the back iron, no good, and the rebound for Max Carey of Franklin, and they'll look to run in transition. Cerro for Beers, left side, little stutter step, dribbles between the legs, skip pass over for Carey, dribble drive on the right side, kicks it back out for Thies. 20 on the shot clock, down low for Dutcher, his shot is blocked by Bainbridge Guilford, and they'll pick up the loose change and bring it forward. 6:45 to go, first quarter, we're scoreless between BG and Franklin. in boys action tonight from BG High School. Here is Jones, a dribble drive right wing, off the glass and in. Nice play there by Sean Jones, just saw an opening and zips right in for the bucket. So BG leads Franklin 2-0 with 6.5 to go, first quarter, live from BG. Cerro to the left wing side, will pass for Max Carey. Carey, little give and go there with Dutcher, gets it back, now leaves it off for Beers. Outside the three-point line, dribbles in, Beers into the paint, up and under and in. Boy, did he make that look easy, and Derek Beers, his first 2 points of the night. Just slashing and dashing up off the glass and in. We're tied at two. 6:05 to go first quarter, and a carry call here on Kyle Rideout. We'll turn the ball back over and give it to Franklin. So we're tied at two tonight on CDO. BG and Franklin in a battle of the MAC versus the Tri-Valley. Boys action. Here's Max Carey outside the three-point line. 2-3 zone, but very active. Not afraid to come out and guard some of these three-point shooters for Franklin. And now a steal, speaking of active, as Sean Jones comes away with the ball. He has to fall down onto the floor, though, as he lost possession, and they'll quickly call the travel on him. Jones upset there with himself, I think, as he just he got the steal. Great job there, nice hustle play, but then slipped and called for the travel. 5:47 to go, first quarter, tied up at two between Franklin and BG. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Here's Joe Cerro for Franklin. Passes one over for Turner Thies. The dribble drive back to Cerro. Max Carey, corner for three. This one is short. BG comes up with the rebound there. And the outlet pass comes to Jones. Jones getting it there from Wieman. Jones on the right wing as BG goes right to left. And inside for Hallequist. Steps out for three. This one is far and too long. And Beers with the rebound. Outlet pass ahead for Carey. Dribble drive right side off the glass. And can't get it to go. Nice right-handed layup. Looked like it was about halfway down before it popped out. 5:10 to go first quarter. We're tied at two between BG and Franklin. Bobcats working inside for DeGroat. He throws one up in the paint. No good. And the ball is tipped back out here for the Bobcats. And they'll get a fresh 35 on the shot clock. 4:55 to go first quarter on the game clock. Still tied at two. Franklin and BG. And here is Rideout for three. Left wing. This one off the front rim. No good. And Turner Thies the rebound for Franklin. Little crossover to get away from Hallequist there before he backs off. Franklin into the front court. Gets it to the free throw line for Beers. Dribble drive, good. Beers with all four of Franklin's points. Boy, very quick there between the foul line and in for the layup to get it in. So Beers with 4 points, and Franklin leads 4-2. 4.5 to go first quarter. Greg Warren takes a timeout for BG. We'll take a 30-second break as well. 4-2. Franklin on top of BG. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4.5 to go first quarter, live from BG. The Bobcats get the ball in, but quickly stolen away by Joe Cerro of Franklin, but they'll give it right back. A traveling violation here on Turner Thies. So both teams a little jittery to start this one off. 4:19 to go in the first quarter. Franklin leading 4-2. All four of Franklin's points coming from Derek Beers. The other two for BG coming from Sean Jones. BG looking to change that here. Here's DeGroat. The turnaround shot gets it to go, and the foul. DeGroat's going to go to the line. They worked it inside to him there, and he was just able to turn around. He's got a nice size advantage just in terms of just being a bigger guy. You can kind of tell some of the MAC schools having those football guys are just a little bit bigger on the inside, a little more rugged, I would say. And here comes the foul shot off the back rim. No good for DeGroat. So he can't complete the three-point play, but we'll keep an eye on him tonight. I think he's due for a good night here for BG. We're tied up at four. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Turner Thies with a drive to the hoop, and he's fouled on his way up. Let's see who they get the BG foul on. Two guys colliding together as Thies was going to the tin. And it looks like they'll get this one on Kyle Rideout. So Turner Thies will go to the line here. A senior wearing number 24 for Franklin. First foul shot coming from Thies, up and in. So Thies gets on the board here tonight. An experienced varsity player. Had a lot of minutes last season as well for head coach Darryl Beers. Carson Dutcher checking out of the game and now coming in will also be a freshman, Tyler Gregory, here for Franklin. Second shot from Thies, rattles out, no good. BG with the rebound. Just a reminder, folks, Franklin doesn't have a JV program this year on the boys' side, so a lot of these younger guys are going to get some big varsity minutes this season for the Purple Devils. Here's DeGroat, the turnaround shot, no good. Brought down by Beers, and away for Franklin they go. So Franklin leads 5-4 with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Beers, a dribble drive, and a traveling violation is the call. That one was tough to tell right there. He was in the lane in traffic from our view, hard to tell. Zebra Cruz saying it was a travel. So here comes BG back the other way, going right to left. Sean Jones, dribble drive off the glass, up and in. So Jones with a nice little bucket there, and he's got 4 points. So 3:20 to go here in the first quarter, and BG leading 6-5. And now Franklin throwing it away, and will have a jump ball as Beers lost it right there at the foul line. Franklin doing a nice job of getting the ball to him at the high post. That time just lost the handle. So BG leads 6-5 with 3:18 to go first quarter. And off the possession arrow, this one will stay with Franklin, so Beers will inbounds underneath the Franklin Purple Devils basket. Beers slaps the ball. Play is in motion here. He's looking to get it in. Finds Max Carey in front of the BG bench on the right side. Carey back up for Joe Cerro. Now for Thies on the left low block. He's going to have to dribble out outside the three-point line. Picks up his dribble. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Carey. Bounce pass down low, and it's tipped away by Hallequist here of BG. Off to the race as he goes. Hallequist crosses, goes across the half court here for Rideout. Now to Grote, top of the key. Back out for Hallequist. Deep three ball here for Hallequist. No good off the back iron and out of bounds as Jones couldn't get to the loose rebound in time. So possession back to Franklin. 2:47 to go, first quarter here tonight on CDO. BG holding out to a one-point lead, 6-5. And Sarah will walk it up the floor here for the Franklin Purple Devils. Passes one right side for Max Carey. Carey for Thies, left side, now top of the key. Picks up his dribble back for Carey in the right corner. Hallequist doing a nice job knowing where Max Carey is. He's a good three-point threat here for Franklin. Bounce pass now for Thies. In low, lost the handle, kicks it back out for Beers. Top of the key for three, no good. Rebound, loose on the floor. Thies comes up with it, goes up, and it's swatted away there by DeGroat. And out of bounds, and will stay with Franklin. Good rebound by Thies down in the land of the trees there. As he went back up, though, DeGroat swatting it out of bounds. 2:18 to go, first quarter. 6-5 is the score. Thies looking to work the ball in, and he quickly will. Here for the Purple Devils, back up for Max Carey, for Cerro at the top of the key, and back to Carey. Looking to get the ball down low for Tyler Gregory. Hasn't found a way to do it yet. Now they will. Get it down low to Gregory for Beers. Nice pass, up off the glass and in. So Beers has 6 off the nice pass from Gregory. Just lofted it up only where Beers could get it. So it's 7-6. Franklin on top of Bainbridge Guilford with 1:50 to go, first quarter. Here from BG High School. Here's Jones, another dribble drive. This one just rolls off the rim. Looked like it was ready to go down at any second before it popped out. Beers back the other way. Left to right for Franklin. Passes off for Carey in the corner. No good. Rebound comes down for DeGroat of Bainbridge Guilford. Outlet pass for Kyle Rideout. Crosses half court. Passes for Jones right side. Skip pass across for Hallequist. Back for Rideout. Three ball left side. No good. Rebound for Jones though. Nice hustle play there for Jones. 1:20 to go, first quarter. 7-6, Franklin leading Bainbridge Guilford. BG working the ball around. Back right side for Jones. This one rims out. Rebound for DeGroat. Knocked away there by Beers as he went up for the putback. DeGroat couldn't get it to go. A nice swat there by Derek Beers. Beers to the left side. Dribble drive. Nice no-look pass off for Gregory. Misses the left side shot there on the baseline. Rebound for Trevor Hallequist. Under 1 minute to go. First quarter, it's 7-6. Franklin on top of BG with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's DeGroat to the hoop. Up and under and in. DeGroat now with 4 points. A nice little running finger roll shot there, and BG leads 8-7 with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Turner Thies to the right side, setting up the offense, finds Beers in the paint, turnaround, chippy, no good. Gregory can't find the rebound. Hallequist, another one there off the boards for BG. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. There's DeGroat, turnaround, jumper at the elbow, left side, no good. Cerro with the rebound. And find some space to bring it up for the final shot of the quarter here for Franklin. 15 seconds to go in this first frame. BG leading Franklin 8-7. Here's Beers, left side, drives, Little runner, can't get it to go. Hit the rim twice, but wouldn't go down. 5 seconds to go. Hallequist up the floor, right side. Deep three at the buzzer, no good. Boy, that one hit front rim and looked like it might get the roll, but it falls down. So at the end of the first quarter, it's BG leading Franklin 8-7. Nice first quarter action here on CDO. We'll take a little break and be right back. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight here on WCDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, live from BG High School. Boys varsity action tonight. 6 o'clock start, so a little earlier than normal because Franklin doesn't have a JV program. So we'll get everybody in and out and home early tonight. Start of the second quarter, Bainbridge-Guilford leading Franklin 8-7. Here we go. BG going right to left on your radio dial to start things off in this second quarter. Here's Kyle Rideout, left side for three. He got it. Junior Kyle Rideout from downtown hits that one, and it's 11-7. So Franklin here on their first possession of the second quarter has it with Max Carey on the right side for Turner Thies. Dribble drive baseline. Holds on to it here. Triple threat position. Lofts one back out for Carey. Carey dribbles, passes through the air. A little chest pass there for Tyler Gregory. Now for Joe Cerro. Tipped away, and BG comes up with a long home run outlet pass ahead for Jones. Off the glass and in. Jones puts it home. He's got 6 points. And that's tied with Derek Beers of Franklin for a game high so far. And BG leads Franklin 13-7 with 7:10 to go, second period. And here is Max Carey for Cerro to the far side for Turner Thies. Thies dribble drive, lost his footing, and travels and gives the ball back to BG. Derek Beers checking back into the game. Tyler Gregory coming to the bench, I think just giving Beers a little extra rest there after the end of the first quarter. Giving that first minute of the second quarter off, and now he'll check back in and try to help Franklin get back into this ball game. 6:50 to go, second quarter. BG leads 13-7. Jones on the right side, closely guarded by Cerro in the 2-3 zone. DeGroote with a turnaround shot, but he's fouled in the paint. And this will be the third team foul against Franklin, only one so far here tonight against Bainbridge-Guilford. Jones will inbound underneath the basket. On the right block, passes for DeGroote, steps in, up off the glass, no good, another rebound, up and in. And this one was by Tyler Johnson. Freshly checked into the game there for BG, and they lead 15-7 with 6.5 to go, second quarter. Turner Thies down low, shot is up and in for Carson Dutcher. Nicely done there by Dutcher, and the lead is back to 6 here for Bainbridge-Guilford, 15-9 over Franklin with 6:20 to go, second quarter. Inside, and this is going to be a charge. Derek Beers sacrificing the body there as DeGroote was going full bore towards the basket, and I thought it could have been a charge maybe or a travel, as I think he was thinking about the shot and not his feet so much. 6:20 to go, second quarter, 15-9 the score. BG on top of Franklin. And this is Zach Wiemet checking back into the game now for the BG Bobcats. Rideout is going to get a rest here for BG. Both teams using the bench early in this one. 6:10 to go, second quarter. Here's Beers on the left side. Another dribble drive. Gets to the basket almost any time he wants and puts it in. He's got 8 of the 11 points for Franklin, and it's back to a 4-point game. 15-11. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. And here is Hallequist. Tried to force one into the high post. Knocked away, and here comes Franklin with a chance to cut this one back down to 2, maybe possibly 1. Beers at the top of the key to the left side. Now looking for Joe Cerro. Cerro with a dribble drive back for Turner Thies. Thought about a 3, gets it for Carey. Now for Dutcher at the right block. Back out for Carey. Dribble drive off the glass and in. Max Carey, his first 2 points of the night, and it's back to a two-point game, 15-13, 5:30 to go before the halftime break. So nice job by Franklin to get back in. BG trying to answer, and this one is a three-pointer from Sean Jones. No good. Beers with the rebound. Going left to right, down the left wing for Cerro. Three ball off the bank, no good. As he tried to go off glass, knocked away. Here comes BG with 5:10 to go in this second quarter. It's 15-13. Inside here for the Bobcats, that's Johnson. Now back out for Weimann. Weimann's pass goes into the backcourt, and Hallequist unable to save it, so Franklin will get the ball back with 5 minutes to go, second quarter. It's 15-13. Well, if we have any type of a game like we did on Tuesday, folks, when we did Gilbert's film out Upton against Morris, ended up being a five-point ball game, but just back and forth the whole time was a lot of fun to broadcast and hopefully a lot of fun to listen to or be at. We'll hope for the same here tonight. It's a two-point ball game currently with Franklin trailing BG 15-13. Here's Cerro for Franklin in the right corner for three. No good. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds and back to the Bobcats. 4:45 to go, second quarter. BG leads 15-13. And this will be Kyle Rideout bringing the ball up the floor, the junior for the BG Bobcats. For Jones on the right side. Dribble drive, pull-up jumper on the baseline. Good. Nice job by Sean Jones. He's got 8 points so far tonight for BG. Taking the scoring load. Hallequist hasn't found the score sheet yet, but we know he will. Two quality players for BG. 17-13 the score. Beers now trying to loft one down low for Carson Dutcher. It's tipped away there by Hallequist and out of bounds. Cerro checking out of the game and now coming in for Franklin will be Colin Campbell, also a freshman. So again, three freshmen on this team for Franklin that doesn't have a JV squad this year. Inbound pass from Feast to Beers, up and in. He's got 10. Very nicely done, just lofted it up. Beers was right there, didn't even have to touch the floor to put it in. Kind of like the tip drill. 17-15, two-point ball game, and BG's going to throw it away. The pass from Johnson to Rideout was too tall for him and knocked out of bounds. So DeGroat is going to come back in for Tyler Johnson, and that's a nice 1-2 combo between Johnson and DeGroat for BG. Two big guys down low. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford 17, Franklin 15. Boys action here tonight on CDO, live from BG. And Campbell over on the far side having a little trouble holding on to it against the pressure there of Sean Jones and knocked out of bounds. So Jones will inbound, and Rideout, who just lost it for BG, will get a second chance. Back to Jones. Pulls up, stops, now gives it to DeGroat at the right elbow. Down low, back out for Jones. Up top for Rideout, three ball, off the mark, no good. And the rebound for Turner Thies. Long outlet pass, ahead for Max Carey. Puts on the brakes. Now a little pump fake, drives down low, blocked by DeGroat. Franklin wanted a foul, and they're not going to get it, so BG is off and running down the left wing. Here's Hallequist, and Hallequist will be fouled by Max Carey, who just gave him a little hip check there, and down he goes. 3:28 to go, second quarter, 17-15 the score. Boy, that was a nice drive by Franklin, and I think they had a case there for the foul, but that goes without being called. 3:25 to go, second quarter, two-point ball game. Sean Jones will leave it off for Rideout to set up the offense against the 2-3 zone defense here for the Purple Devils. Now a steal by Derek Beers down the left side. Beers all the way to the tin, gets the layup, and he's fouled. So Beers has 12, and there was no reason to foul him there, and Weimann was coming back and just trying to make a play and just bumped him a little bit too hard there, and Beers will have a chance for the three-point play and a chance to give Franklin the lead. Now, we know Weimann didn't mean anything by that one, but, boy, it's just hard sometimes. You lose it, and you're trying to get back on defense. You're trying to make a play, and you end up bumping the guy and almost making the situation worse. 3:14 to go, second quarter. Cerro will check back into the game for Franklin for Max Carey. And here's Derek Beers at the line. He has 12 of Franklin's 17 points, and he's trying to finish off a three-point play from the line. Shot is up for Beers and short off the front rim. No good. So we stay tied at 17 with 3:10 to go, second quarter. Three fouls apiece for each team so far up on the scoreboard as well. Rideout finds Jones on the right side outside the three-point line. Back up for Weimann. For Rideout, left side, three ball, no good. And the rebound comes for Derek Beers. Beers ahead, left side. Dribble drive again, floater, finger roll off the front rim, no good. Boy, did all the work, just couldn't get it to go down. 2:45 to go, second quarter, still tied at 17. And here's Hallequist. up top for DeGroat. The big guy outside the three-point line finds right out, right side now for Jones. Jones, a baseline dribble drive off the bottom part of the glass, off the backboard. Rebound for Beers. He comes down the left side. Beers for Cerro. Cerro on the right wing now for Turner Thies. Thies. Inside pass with the right block for Beers. Up and under. Can't get the rebound. Can't get the shot. Excuse me. Gets his own rebound, and then it's fouled. Got inside. Couldn't get the first one to go. Picked up his own loose change, and he goes back to the charity stripe here. Tied at 17 with 2:17 to go before halftime. And you want to stay tuned, folks. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Give you a breakdown from the first half, including a scoring summary as well, in case you just missed anything. Beers to the line. Gets the first one to go. So Beers has a game-high 13, and Franklin takes the lead 18-17. This is after they were down by 6 points. They were able to chip their way back into it. Beers to the line with 2:17 to go before halftime. Second shot is good, nothing but net. He's got 14 of Franklin's 19. With 2:15 to go in the second quarter, it's 19-17. Franklin on top of BG. And now a timeout taken by head coach for BG, Greg Warren. We'll step away for a timeout as well. Stay tuned, folks. You're listening to live Tri-County basketball tonight here on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:12 to go, second quarter, live from Bainbridge Guilford High School. Nate Lull with you tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us for some Thursday night basketball. Glad to have you listening, whether it's on the radio or online, WCDOsports.com, excuse me, courtesy of SFCU. They also sponsor our audio archive. Folks, you can go back anytime, listen to any game from the last couple of years, or even this one later tonight. Just go to our audio archive section on WCDOsports.com. It's all there for free, courtesy of SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. 2:05 to go in the second quarter, and Sean Jones for BG gets the inbounds pass, dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds. So Franklin with a two-point lead is going to get the ball back with a 19-17 lead, and a good boys matchup tonight between Franklin and Bainbridge Guilford. Turner Thies, left side, outside the three-point line. Thies leaves one off for Beers. Beers thinking about a shot from deep. Instead, kicks it over for Thies on the right side. Now inside for Carson Dutcher. Pull-up shot goes off the side of the backboard. Gets his own rebound, though. And kicks it back out for Thies with 10 on the shot clock. Here's Beers. Looks up at the shot clock. Gets it over for Thies. And his pass just a little too far out in front. Off of the hands of Thies. Off his fingertips and out of play. So a minute 36 to go before the halftime break. BG trailing by 2, 19-17. And Rideout will bring the ball up the floor for the BG Bobcats. Here's Jones. Jones, a skip pass over to Hallequist, who's still scoreless here for the Bobcats. Hallequist on the left side, trying to set up the offense. He had Jones down low on the back door, but couldn't get it to him. Nice play by Jones to kind of cut behind the top and the bottom, I should say, of that 2-3 zone. Jones gets the ball back on the right side, dribble drive off the glass, and good. So Jones has 10. So we got two guys in double figures, one for BG, one for Franklin. Jones for BG has 10. Beers for Franklin has 14. Tied up at 19 with under a minute to go in the second quarter. Franklin with the ball. They lose it, but then Jones once again, after he gets the steal, falls to the floor and is called for traveling. So the ball goes right back to Franklin. But boy, if Jones can keep up those hustle plays, he is tough. Very tough on defense. Franklin gets the ball in for Joe Cerro. Cerro for Derek Beers, top of the key. Franklin going left to right. Pass down low is tipped away. And now back the other way comes BG as Hallequist winded up finding the ball after it was tipped on the pass down low. 35 seconds to go, second quarter, and Franklin's going to steal it right back. Here's Turner Thies. Thies down the right side with 30 seconds to go now in the quarter, and he has his pocket picked right back by Jones. There's that pesky defense I was just telling you about. outlet pass ahead for Rideout. And let's see with the shot clocks off if BG decides to play for the last shot of the first half. Here's Jones, left side. No, he wants the jumper now. It's short, and the rebound comes down for Franklin. Nice job there by Tyler Gregory. Now let's see if Derek Beers will get the last shot for Franklin of the quarter. We're down to five to go. Down the right side, Beers from the next county for three. This one just a little short. Rebound for Cerro at the buzzer. No good. Boy, that shot from Beers looked like it was going to go down, but just didn't have enough mustard on it to get it there, and it comes up short. So we are tied at halftime, 19-19, between BG and Franklin. We will have our halftime report coming up, sponsored by Marabito Energy Products. You can call them today at 563-HEAT, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Again, 563-HEAT, that's 563-HEAT. Again, the boys' halftime score here between Franklin and Bainbridge-Guilford tied up at 19. You're not going to want to go anywhere, folks. Great basketball action here tonight. We'll be right back on WCDO.
There it sits, bubbling away, your electric water heater. Listen, that's money leaving your pocket. Pull the plug and install a new energy-efficient propane water heater from Marabito Energy Products. A new propane water heater costs less than an electric model, heats water in half the time, and recovers quicker. Make the switch, and we'll give you an extra $250. Pull the plug. Call Marabito. Energy for every part of life.
If you're looking to buy a pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Looking to cover yourself when you make that big purchase? Cork and his experienced staff are now offering a wide variety of different warranties to make you feel more comfortable out on the road. With options like wheel and tire, mechanical, fabric and paint protection, and dent and ding protection, you can drive with confidence no matter where you go. Have a flat? Your warranty can cover that. Get bumped in the parking lot? Let dent and ding take care of it. It's pretty simple. Think you're going to have to pay a ton extra for it? Not at Chambers and O'Hara. Right now, when you buy a vehicle from us, we throw in a tire and wheel warranty for free. That's the Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center difference. Visit online at chambersohara.com before you stop by, or call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, home of the no-nonsense warranty.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's our halftime show here tonight on CDO, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Live from BG tonight, boys match up between BG and Franklin, and we're tied at halftime 19-19. Let's go through the scoring summary here. First, for the home team, Bainbridge-Guilford, Kyle Rideout with 3 points. Tyler Johnson with two, Alex DeGroat with four, and a big showing in the first half from Sean Jones with 10 points, so he's into double figures for head coach Greg Warren. On the other side for the Franklin Purple Devils, a lot of Derek Beers with 14 points, Max Carey with two, Carson Dutcher with two, and Turner Thies with one for head coach Darrell Beers. And we know that Derek Beers didn't play in Franklin's first contest of the year, a win earlier this week against Skenevis, 49-40. So they were able to win without him, but you can see the difference he makes when he's in the lineup, just able to slash and dash, get to the hoop, and have a lot of good opportunities. And when he's doing that, he creates. Other guys get open and are able to knock down some shots. And you certainly know that there were several times when Beers kicked it out. And just, I think for both sides, shots just not falling here so far in the first half. And you look over on the other side, Trevor Hallequist scoreless in the first half. You're not going to see that very often. You know, he's a guy who can put the ball in. So some shots just not falling. It is still the early part of the season. Both, you know, both teams and a lot of local teams still finding their rhythm, getting into the league play. Of course, this is a non-league matchup, but, you know, when they get into the league, it's going to take a couple of games to really get the offense fine-tuned, get your shot down. You know, if you're not a guy who plays or a girl who plays AAU all year round, sometimes the first, you know, month of the season, you're just kind of getting back into the swing of things, finding that shot, finding that range, the speed of the game. And I think that showed here in the first half here tonight. Both these teams just still kind of finding the way in the young part of the season. Again, it's our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. You can call Mirabito today at 563-HEAT. And it's been a seasonably warm time of year, I would say, as maybe you're not using the heating oil as fast as you normally would, but certainly, folks, Mirabito has a full line of other energy products to choose from, and we know that cold and snow is going to find its way here eventually. We're not going to get this lucky all winter long, although if we do, that would certainly be okay in my book. But again, the halftime score, 19-19, Franklin and BG here at the halftime break. A nice crowd on hand tonight at Bainbridge-Guilford High School, and it's always fun. You see a lot of kids from other schools that are here as well supporting the two local teams. I see a lot of Sydney fans here tonight as well, and I think they might have a little bit of a hidden agenda. If you're a Sydney fan, you know you're going to see BG later on in the season, and maybe you're a little curious at what kind of plays they're running, what kind of defense they're coming out in. So certainly always fun to go and check out a team you know you're going to play later in the season. Again, 19-19 at the break. We'll take a quick break as well. We'll come back and again talk about the scoring summary and get you set for the second half. I'm Nate Law. Stay tuned for more. You're listening to live Tri-County Basketball tonight on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located at 499 Main Street in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
We're specialists in you. Robert Sonic Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A great night for basketball at Bainbridge-Guilford High School. Again, halftime score 19-19 between Bainbridge-Guilford and Franklin. A boys contest here started a little early tonight at 6 o'clock. The reason for that is Franklin, a smaller school in Class D, not having a boys JV team this year. That's not a permanent thing for Franklin. Just, you know, sometimes the way in the smaller schools the classes fall, if you get a couple of classes that don't have a good ratio of girls and guys, sometimes the JV program will disappear for a year or two and then make its way back. So talking to the Franklin administration, sounds like that's the case. Just going to be maybe a year project where there's no JV, and then back in a couple of years. So that would certainly be nice to see, as we like to see our programs really thriving in the area, that's for sure. Again, the halftime score, 19-19, set for the second half. And folks, if you like basketball, you're going to want to tune in next week as well. We'll have games all week long, starting on Monday when the Sydney girls travel over to take on Edmiston. So if you don't want to make the drive over there, you can join us on CDO. That will be a 7:15 tip-off with a 7:05 pregame show here on CDO. On Tuesday, we'll be right back at it, but we'll be down in Harpersville for a MAC contest between Harpersville and the Sydney boys, so that'll be a great one. And mark your calendar for Wednesday, folks. If you want to see good girls basketball, we'll be over at Delaware Academy as Delhi and BG tip-off. Of course, the last time those two teams got together was the MAC championship up at Oneonta State last February, and we know that was a great game. So two teams that are hungry to get back out on the hardwood together, and probably two of the better local teams in the MAC. That'll be a great matchup on Wednesday of next week over at Delaware Academy. No game on Thursday, but you can be guaranteed we'll be somewhere on Twitter following a game next Thursday night. And then next Friday, we'll be down in Afton for one of the quad games, where we have a girls and a guys game back-to-back. And they call it a quad because they have all the games at one school on one night. So you'll have JV, JV, boys and girls, and then two varsity games, boys and girls. So that's certainly a lot of fun. We did one of those games last year down in Afton. More than glad to do it again. So technically, we're doing five games in four nights. So that's going to be a lot of fun, certainly next week. So if you like high school hoops, WCDO is certainly your local sports leader. So we're getting ready for the start of the second half here. 19-19 is the score. As we'll get set, we'll take one last quick break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Live High School Hoops tonight on CDO.
The Amphidol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphidol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphidol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphidol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the second half just underway, live from BG High School, as Franklin will go right to left here on your radio dial to start things off. Max Carey, right side for three. No, he's going to pump fake it. Gives it to Turner Thies in the corner. Thies down low looking for Dutcher. And Franklin working it around with 15 on the shot clock. Here's Beers on the left side. Beers dribble drive, kicks it out in a traveling violation as he tried to skip one over there to Max Carey. So Franklin's in the new purple uniforms here tonight. They look sharp with the gold trim, the black trim as well. They go right to left. BG is in the home white uniforms with the navy blue trim. It says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the chest. And there's the star of the Bobcats so far tonight with a right-handed layup. This gives him 12 points. That's Sean Jones, and BG takes a 21-19 lead as he was streaking down that right wing. Just went right to the hole. Now a steal by Trevor Hallequist as Franklin brings it up the floor. And this is going to be a traveling violation here against Hallequist. And he looks completely miffed about that call as Cerro came back and had some nice defense there for Franklin. The two kind of bumped shoulders. Hallequist went down, so they say no foul. And Hallequist with the travel. So 7 minutes to go, third quarter. BG leads Franklin 21-19 in boys action here tonight. Here's Max Carey, top of the key. Down low for Dutcher. Turnaround shot in the corner. No good. Beers the rebound. Cleans up the mess. Puts it home. And he's got 16. So we're tied back up at 21. Derek Beers has 16 of Franklin's 21 points. 6:45 to go in the third quarter. Little pump fake for BG to the far side for Kyle Rideout. Right out with the ball, top of the key, closely guarded by Max Carey. Franklin still in the 2-3 zone. Down low for DeGroat. Right block. Just muscles his man out of the way and puts it up and in. He's got six, and he just kind of blew the doors off of Carson Dutcher there and put it in. It's 23-21. 6:20 to go in this third quarter. Turner Thies, left side for Beers from downtown. This one is short, no good. Rebound there for BG and Wiemann. Outlet pass here for Rideout to the right side. Looking for Jones, tapped in, knocked away, but BG gets it back. Rideout for three, got it. Big shot there for Kyle Rideout. He's got 2 3-pointers tonight, and it's 26-21. BG on top of Franklin. Here's Cerro. Bounce pass to the far side for Max Carey. Pump fakes on a very deep three, and then pulls it back down. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Again, BG 26, Franklin 21. Fresh start to the third quarter here. Here's Max Carey back up for Thies. For Cerro, skip pass over to the far side for Beers, knocked out of bounds there by Wieman. And it certainly looks like Zach Wieman has drawn the assignment of shadowing Derek Beers to start this third quarter. Beers has 16 of Franklin's 21. Max Carey, top of the key for Cerro. Now for Thies, down low. Beers at the left post, outside for Turner Thies. Three ball, no good. Rebound for Hallequist, and he's going to bring it up the floor himself for Bainbridge Guilford. Hallequist across center court and the BG Bobcats logo. Down low for DeGroat, off the glass and in. Turnaround shot for Alex DeGroat. He's got eight. Franklin takes a full timeout. It's 28-21. BG on top of Franklin with 5:18 to go in the third. We'll step away and be right back here on WCDO Sports.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5:18 to go, third quarter, 28-21. Bainbridge Guilford on top of Franklin. Nice little run there by the Bobcats with some good buckets by Alex DeGroat and Sean Jones and Kyle Rideout. Franklin had to dig themselves out of a hole in the first half. Let's see if they can do it this time as well. Cerro to the left side, three ball for Franklin. This one off the back rim. Cerro gets his own rebound. Nice job following his shot. Good fundamental play. Passes it up top for Dutcher. Dutcher finds Beers in the corner for Thies. Thies for three, off the mark, no good, and the rebound ripped down there by Austin Capolupo. Back up the floor now for Bainbridge Guilford. And here is Jones. Skips pass across for Trevor Hallequist. Knocked out of bounds by Turner Thies. 4:40 to go, third quarter. 28-21, BG on top of visiting Franklin. Hallequist gets the ball in for Kyle Rideout. Rideout to the top of the key. Now for Jones. Jones outside the three-point line. Kicks it down low for Alex DeGroat. Turnaround shot in the paint, no good. Thies with the rebound, streaking down the right wing as Franklin goes right to left. Thies is trying to go coast to coast here, off the glass, and can't get it to go. Did all the work, and again, it was about halfway down before it popped out. The iron unkind to Turner Thies. 4:10 to go, third quarter. Ball ripped away from DeGroat, but he picks up his own miss there and gets it back up for Trevor Hallequist for Rideout with 4 minutes to go, third quarter. It's 28-21, and now a steal by Franklin. Carey tips it ahead for Joe Cerro, who crosses the half-court timeline. Now down low for Carson Dutcher. Lost it off his fingertips and out of bounds. 3:54 to go in the third quarter. Checking back in now for Franklin will be Tyler Gregory in for Carson Dutcher. So some of these young guys, three freshmen, playing some big minutes here for head coach Darryl Beers. Rideout brings it up the floor for Bainbridge Guilford, again going left to right. Jones, the jumper, got it to go. Sean Jones with 14 now for Bainbridge Guilford, and it's 30-21, biggest lead of the night for the Bobcats. They lead by 9 with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Beers in the paint, up, off the mark, no good. Rebound here for BG. So Beers has 16. He gets the steal, puts it up, can't get it to go, but he'll go to the line for 2. Beers trying to keep this Purple Devils team in the game. Missed that shot. BG had it, then he stole it back and was fouled as he went up for the layup. 3:29 to go, third quarter. BG leads Franklin 30-21, which was a 19-all game at the halftime break. Beers with the shot off the front iron, no good. Second shot coming here for Derek Beers, the senior wearing number 10. Headed to Cortland next year, folks, to play soccer. Second shot is up and in for Beers. He's got 17. Maybe the basketball team will be after him as well. But soccer, certainly his first love. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Pass down low for DeGroat, closely guarded by Beers. DeGroat can't get the shot to go. Franklin with the rebound. Nice job there by Gregory, and an outlet pass to Turner Thies. 3:10 to go, third quarter. 30-22 is the score. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of visiting Franklin. Max Carey with the runner in the lane. Got it to go. Max Carey with 4 points. He had 19 the other night against Skeneva, so we know he can score, and it's back to a six-point game. Bainbridge-Guilford leading Franklin 30-24. 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Here's Kyle Rideout to the right side. Picks up his dribble and finds Jones. Jones closely guarded by Joe Serro. Franklin still in the 2-3. Here's Hallequist. Passes down low and a steal by Turner Thies. Quick hands, and here are the Purple Devils off to the races. Thies thought about a three, thought better of it. Now pulls up and gets to Serro on the left side. Steps in, back out for Beers, and a traveling violation here on Beers. Just shuffled his feet before the pass. 2:30 to go in the third quarter, and it's 30-24. Franklin's going to need to rely on this good defense once again to get back into the game. BG, though, has had the hot hand in the second half, and here it is, Sean Jones driving to the hoop, and he's fouled. Jones, tall, about 6'1", 6'2", athletic and quick, got to the basket there and was fouled. Here's the team foul situation in the second half, just one on each side. And Jones, with 14 points, will head to the line with 2:25 to go in the third. First shot is up and no good. Second shot coming. Both teams struggling tonight from the line a little bit. And that always proves to be the difference in games. Second shot is good for Jones, so he has 15. 2:25 to go in the third. It's 31-24. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Franklin, live from BG High School tonight. Beers steps back, thought about a three. Now passes one off for Max Carey. For Joe Serro, skips it across for Turner Thies, back up to Carey, pump fakes on the three. Now inside for Beers, trying to go to the hole, and he fouled. Beers, again, being closely guarded by Zach Wiemet here of BG. He's fouled and will go to the line, and they'll say it was a shooting violation, so the third foul here on Wiemet, and Beers will go to the line, and we'll see if head coach for BG, Greg Warren, decides to roll the dice and leave Wiemet in with three fouls. Doesn't look like he's going to go to the bench yet. Beers, first foul shot, front rim, short. Just couldn't get enough mustard on it. 2:06 to go in the third. Franklin trying to chip away at this BG lead, but the foul shot's not falling for the Purple Devils. Second foul shot coming here for Beers. This one up and in. So Beers now with 18. 2:05 to go in the third. 31-25, BG is on top. And this one through the hands there of DeGroat, and Turner Thies with the steal. Coast to coast in for Turner Thies. He's got 3 points on the night. Nice play there, and it's back to a 31-27 game with a minute 50 to go here in the third. Inside for DeGroat. Turnaround shot no good. Beers skies for the rebound, and it's a track meet now, folks. Beers off to the races. Dribble drive in and good. Beers has got 20. Franklin's back in the contest. It's 31-29. Boy, this has been a game of runs by both sides, and now a timeout here for Bainbridge-Guilford. A minute 33 to go in the third. It's BG 31, Franklin 29. We'll step away here on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. A minute 25 to go in the third quarter, live from BG High School. The Bobcats leading the Franklin Purple Devils 31-29. Great game here tonight on CDO. Going left to right, the Bobcats in the white uniforms with the navy blue trim have the ball. Here's Sean Jones. He's got 15. How about three more? That one's no good. Rebound for Weemit. Pulls it down. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow stays here with the BG Bobcats. 107 to go in the third. Franklin still sitting in this 2-3 zone. And a two-point lead. BG had a lead of 9 here in the second half, but Franklin has chipped it away here. Bobcats get it in, but it's tipped back to DeGroat here of the Bobcats. Now it's stolen away by Franklin. Here's Max Carey off to the races. Lost it. Hallequist got back and picked a pocket. And here comes BG. Nice defense there by the sophomore, Trevor Hallequist. To the right side for Jones. Entry pass to the high post for DeGroat. Knocked away, but right back to Hallequist. Good ball movement here for BG. Back up top for Hallequist. Top of the key again, just running some clock here, down to 15 on the shot clock. Here's Jones, baseline jumper, right side, falls short. Turner Thies the rebound, and the purple and black of Franklin, they'll bring it up the floor with Turner Thies. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Entry pass for Beers in the high post. Beers back out for Thies. Beers has 20 of Franklin's 29 here tonight. Looking for two more. Instead, passes down low for Tyler Gregory. Back out for Colin Campbell. Back for Beers. Downtown, no good. Rebound for BG. Couldn't get it to fall. 15 seconds to go in the third. Here's Hallequist. Crossing the Bobcat logo at half court. Entry pass to the high post for DeGroat. No good. 5 seconds to go. Beers is going to walk it up the floor. Turns it into a run from downtown. Got it. Almost a half court shot for Beers. He gets it to go. Boy, he shot that one from Sydney, and it goes swish from just about half court for Derek Beers. End of the third quarter, Franklin 32, BG 31. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Wise Guys Pizza of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Wise Guys Pizza is located at 226 Main Street in downtown Franklin. Now offering delivery, dine-in, and daily takeout specials. Don't forget the Wednesday $20 family deal, one large cheese pie, one dozen wings, and a large house salad for only $20. Tax not included and carry out only. Wise Guys Pizza wishes the best of luck to the Franklin Purple Devils this basketball season. Stop by for a slice after the game. Call 829-5566. That's 829-5566 for Wise Guys Pizza on Main Street in downtown Franklin.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter on CDO. Franklin with the ball. Beers right back to work. Shot is no good and knocked out of bounds. Start of the fourth quarter, Franklin leads 32-31, courtesy of pretty much a half-court shot for Derek Beers. He was probably two steps inside the front court for Franklin. Launched one up at the buzzer and got it to go. So the Purple Devils were down 9 and brought it back to a one-point lead for Franklin at the start here in the fourth quarter, 32-31. A shot for Turner Thies of Franklin is no good. BG with the rebound. Here's Kyle Rideout. Now for Jones. Jones a push-off. Doesn't get the call. Can't get the jumper to go either. He's got 15, and the rebound for Beers of Franklin walks it up the floor. He's got 23 of the 32 tonight for Franklin. Here's Turner Thies all the way to the 10. Up and under. Shot almost got it to go. Kind of a circus shot, and it wouldn't go down. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. BG with the ball to the right side for Jones. Picks up his dribble. Now finds Weemit, but he had his pocket picked there by Max Carey. Carey down the lane. This one is knocked away, and he's fouled. And Carey will go to the line. Max Carey, the senior, with 4 points. He had 19 the other night again against Skenevis. He'll go to the line for two. And, folks, this looks like another close one, just like we had on Tuesday between Morris and GMU. 7:07 to go in the fourth. These are the kind of ones you like to have. Carey's first shot is off the back iron. No good. Keeps it a one-point game. Second shot coming here for Carey of Franklin. And that's four fouls again on Zach Weemit of BG. And it looks like, again, they're not going to go to the bench. They're going to roll the dice, keep him in there. Carey's second shot, no good. So he comes up empty from the charity stripe. Franklin leads 32-31. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Live tonight on CDO from BG. Turnaround shot for DeGroat is off the mark. No good from the right block. And Beers, another rebound, and now he'll travel. And Beers knows that one was his fault. He was looking for the outlet pass there to Joe Cerro, and then it wasn't there, and he was already in the act of passing, and he couldn't help but take that extra step. So BG gets the ball back. Here's Hallequist for three. Bang! Trevor Hallequist gets that one to go in the corner. His first points of the night. He's a guy that usually will be in double figures. What a time to get his first bucket. It's 34-32. BG on top of Franklin with 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Turner Thies in the right corner as the Purple Devils go right to left. Top of the key for Carey. Carey for Joe Cerro. Now for Turner Thies. Baseline drive left side and a traveling violation here against Turner Thies. If you're Franklin, you got to try to not have one of those little runs where BG puts up four or six straight points. You've been able to dig yourself out of a hole twice. I don't know if you could do it three times. 6:20 to go in the fourth. Right now, still a two-point ball game. 34-32. BG on top of visiting Franklin. The Tri-Valley versus the MAC tonight. Ride out to the left side. Finds Trevor Hallequist. He's got a hand in his face from Carey and Turner Thies. Tries the backdoor pass there for Sean Jones. Off his fingertips, out of bounds. So Jones has 15, but he couldn't bring that one down there for BG. 6:05 to go in the fourth, and the Purple Devils with the ball once again. They trail 34-32 on the road against the Bobcats. Here is Joe Cerro across half court. Finds Beers left side. Beers a chest pass for Max Carey for three. Got it! Big time shot there for Max Carey. He's got seven. Splash for Max Carey. So a 35-34 lead now for Franklin. Hallequist for three the other way. This one is long. Tipped into the corner. Both teams fighting for it. Jones is able to save it. Great hustle play for BG. But Franklin is there to pick it up as it comes back inbounds. Here's Max Carey. Little up and under. No good. Rebound. Can't get it to go down for Tyler Gregory. Carson Dutcher, the rebound shot for Franklin. No good. And now Gregory a steal. He can't get the layup to go. And BG comes away with the rebound. Three straight chances underneath the hoop there for Franklin. They can't get it to go. BG comes away with it, and they'll take a timeout. 5:17 to go in the fourth. Franklin leads 35-34. Some nice steals there for the Purple Devils, but they can't get the easy ones to go. Let's step away for 30. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5:17 left, live from Bainbridge Guilford High School. A boys game tonight. Franklin leads BG 35-34 on the road. Oh, and they had a couple of wonderful chances underneath the hoop there just a second ago. Some steals that led to layups that just would not go down. And BG, with some nice hustling of their own, they get the ball back, trailing by one with 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Trevor Hallequist trying to take over for BG. Dribble drive, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Joe Cerro lets it go out, and possession goes back to Franklin. So just about 5 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Franklin clinging to a one-point lead. They trailed by as many as nine. And there was a time in the first half as well where they were down by six or seven. So they've clawed back into this game twice on the road in a hostile environment. Beers, dribble drive left side, lost the handle, and Hallequist strips him and comes away. Home run pass there for Jones, tipped away by Franklin's Max Carey, out of bounds, and possession will stay with the Bobcats. Turner Thies back in, and Tyler Gregory going to the bench. Nice job there by Gregory. He came in and gave Franklin some good minutes there. So the Bobcats looking to get the ball in, and they will, to Kyle Rideout, top of the key, now backs up towards half court to set up the offense. Here's Hallequist, pull-up jumper, left side, got it. Hallequist with five, all in the second half. BG takes a 36-35 lead with 4:35 to go in the fourth. Beers from downtown, left side, off the back rim, no good. Ball is loose. Hallequist comes up with the rebound. He's having a good second half here for the Bobcats. Ride out, ahead now for Jones, again who has 15, that's a team high. 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 36-35. Here's Jones. Dribble drive. Got through traffic. Off the glass. Too hard. And Beers a rebound. Folks, he's got to have a double-double. He's got 23 points, and he's been all over the glass, too. Beers now with the ball at half court. Passes for Max Carey. as the Purple Devils go right to left with 4 minutes to go. We're halfway through this fourth quarter already. Max Carey from downtown, no good. And a rebound there for Zach Wiemann. And a steal by Beers, turnaround shot, can't get it to go. Another layup that won't go down for the Purple Devils after a great steal there from Beers. Back the other way now for BG, going left to right. DeGroat, little 360 move, it was nice, but he took one too many steps. Traveling violation, he turns it over. So DeGroat has 8 tonight for BG, and that would have made it 10, but he took an extra step. 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. It's 36-35. BG on top of visiting Franklin. Turner Thies for 3, left side. This one is short. Rebound for Carson Dutcher. Gets it to go. Franklin wasn't able to get a roll on the last few possessions, but they got one that time. Dutcher has 4 points. It's 37-36. 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. This is going to come down to really be a chess match here, I think, folks. Here's Hallequist with a drive, and he's fouled on the left baseline for Bainbridge-Guilford. See who they get this on. This is going to be on Turner Thies for the foul. So Hallequist is going to go to the line. Here's the team foul situation. That's 3 on Bainbridge-Guilford and 2 on Franklin. So both teams still pretty far away, even from the 1-1. Hallequist, first shot up and good. He's got 6. And again, we talked about it in our pregame show. He's one of the leaders for this team, but he was scoreless until just a few minutes ago. But he was doing all those extra things, making the pass, getting rebounds, steals. And now he's starting to tally it up on the score sheet. Second one, good for Hallequist. He's got 7. And BG retakes the lead, 38-37, with 3:10 to go in the fourth. Here's Franklin going right to left in the purple with the black and the gold trim. Beers in the paint, up and short. Can he get his own rebound? He will. This one is in. Beers with 25 now, and Franklin retakes the lead, 39-38, with 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. To the right side for Jones in front of the BG bench. Jones, a skip pass over for Hallequist on the left side for 3. Hallequist got it, rattles it home, and Hallequist has got 10. And it's a 2-point lead for Bainbridge-Guilford. All 10 points for Hallequist in the second half, 41-39. 2:35 to go in the fourth. Here is Max Carey. Carey for Cerro. Now back to Carey from deep. Carey's shot is off the back rim, no good. Rebound for Carson Dutcher, and a foul on Bainbridge-Guilford. It's going to be on the floor, so the ball will be underneath here for Franklin. Big rebound by the freshman there, Carson Dutcher, for Franklin. 2:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Beers will inbound the ball underneath the basket as Franklin trails by 2, 41-39. And that's going to be the 5th foul there on Zach Wiemann. We said, you know, head coach Greg Warren was rolling the dice a little bit, but I think it was a good move. You left him in there. He's one of your key players. You have to try to trust him. And he had his hands full. He was guarding Beers, and he was on the glass. So nice game tonight by Zach Wiemann. He will foul out of the contest, and that will be BG's 4th team foul. They lead by 2. Inbounds pass for Franklin. Joe Cerro, his 3 ball, no good. Max Carey, the rebound. Nice job by Carey to catch that one off the long shot off the back rim. Carey to the right side. Pump fakes, brings it down for Cerro. Now for Turner Thies, left side. Thies works it around the top of the zone here. Inside for Carey. The shot won't go down. Again, got all the way to the hoop. Hit the rim twice and bounced out. So 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. BG leads 41-39. Franklin needs a stop. DeGroat is in the lane and a traveling violation. It's been a good matchup between Beers and DeGroat down low, and you can tell DeGroat trying to just get around him, but he keeps taking that extra step without the dribble. Timeout here on the floor for Franklin. 1:56 to go in the fourth. It's BG 41, Franklin 39. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to live Tri-County Basketball tonight on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Friday. Fridays and Saturdays.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Another great one tonight on CDO, folks. 1:56 to go, fourth quarter. BG leading Franklin in a boys game here tonight, 41-39, deep in the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take you the rest of the way. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. At SFCU, It's all about you. 1:56 to go. Franklin trailing BG by two. Purple Devils will have the ball. BG, no press or anything, so Franklin will be able to walk it up the court going right to left. Here is Joe Cerro. Cerro, just a sophomore, will start the offense up for Franklin. This is a big possession for the Purple Devils. Let's see what they drew up in that timeout. Max Carey, top of the key. Carey turns his back to the basket now. 20 on the shot clock. Plenty of time there. They get it inside to Beers to the hoop. Down low, up and in. Beers has 27, and it's a tie ball game. He's got 27 of the 41. We're tied at 41 with a minute 30 to go. And now a steal by Franklin. Ball is on the floor. Looks like we're going to have a jump ball. DeGroat had it in the low post. Max Carey came down, got his hands on it, ripped it away. DeGroat got his hands back on it. Jump ball. Good show of sportsmanship there. Both guys shaking hands after they get in the tussle. And we're back underway. A minute 25 to go in the fourth quarter. BG gets the ball in. Now for Rideout. Gets it safely into the hands here of Trevor Hallequist, who has 10 second half points. 1:15 left in the contest. 41 all. Here's Jones. Baseline jumper. No good. Ball is loose on the rebound, and Beers will come away with it. And Beers will walk it up the floor as we come up on 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Beers starting the offense for Franklin. Boy, it's going to be an exciting finish. 1 minute to go, and we're tied at 41. Franklin with the ball. 20 on the shot clock. Turner Thies inside, and he will travel. He took one extra step on the way to the bucket. He was trying to go for an underhanded finger roll. Turns the ball over, and it goes right back to Bainbridge Guilford. 50 seconds left here, folks. 41-41. Doesn't get any better than this. Left side for Rideout. Looking for Hallequist. He's calling for the ball. He wants it. Gets it. Three ball. It's short. And the rebound here for Franklin. Turner Thies picks up the loose change. And now we'll have a timeout taken by Franklin. 37 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. And we'll keep it right here. We're tied up at 41 between Franklin and Bainbridge Guilford. The MAC versus the Tri-Valley here tonight. So Franklin will have the ball at half court on the far side. And again, tied up at 41. This has been a game of runs, folks. Early in the game, back and forth. Then BG got a six-point lead. Franklin was able to chip away at it. They get it back. Tied 19-19 at the half. And then BG goes on a nice little run to start the third quarter. They were up by nine at one point before Franklin went on a run. And then Derek Beers hitting pretty much a half-court shot to end the third quarter to make it 32-31. I'd say he was probably two steps inside the half-court line, buried it. And now here we are with 37 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, tied at 41. Do not turn the dial, folks. You won't want to miss the end of this one. So Turner Thies will inbound the ball. Joe Cerro is there to receive. Beers is standing in the paint. He's got 27 points tonight here for the Franklin Purple Devils. Down to 30 seconds to go, fourth quarter. 25 on the shot clock. They try to work it inside there for Beers. Ball is knocked away, out of bounds, and will stay with Franklin. The BG faithful not happy with the call. Hard to tell from our angle as both guys looked like they had their hands on the ball and went diving out of bounds with it. Zebra Cruz says it stays with Franklin. 25 seconds to go, fourth quarter. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's Beers, left side. Gets in the paint, lost it. It's loose on the floor. BG comes away with it. And Hallequist has it with 15 seconds to go. Looks up, has Rideout. Now for Jones. Jones trying to get to the hoop and will have a foul on the play. So the clock stops with 9 seconds left. Foul was on the floor, so BG will inbound underneath their own basket. BG with four fouls, Franklin with three, and Franklin's going to take a timeout. 9 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 41. And again, we'll keep it right here, folks. This is a full timeout, but we don't want you to miss anything. So 9.2 to go. 41-41 the score. A great game tonight from Bainbridge Guilford High School. Now, if you're head coach Greg Warren, what do you draw up here? Do you use one of your regular plays that everyone knows really well, or do you try to draw something up real quick? You have Trevor Hallequist, who's a good three-point shooter, and he's shown that here in the second half. He has all 10 of his points in this second half, so do you try to get the ball to him? He's got the hot hand, and he's been calling for it all second half, too. He wants that one. You can constantly see he's got his hand in the air, and he's chirping to his teammates that he wants it. Of course, you have Sean Jones, too. He's got 15 points, and you might have a little size advantage inside. Maybe you can get it to DeGroat or maybe Tyler Johnson if he's in there. So those are some of the options if you're BG. If you're Franklin, you've been in the 2-3 all night. Do you change it up here? Do you go man-to-man? It'll be interesting to see what head coach Darrell Beers decides to do. So both teams about to break the huddle. Again, fourth quarter here, folks. live from BG High School. 9 seconds to go. We're tied at 41. This is going to be one of our first, maybe, buzzer beaters of the year on CDL. We had a close one the other night, but it ended up being a five-point finish. This one is going to be a lot closer than that. So tied at 41. Let's see. BG looking to inbound the ball. They find DeGroat to the hoop. He's fouled. And DeGroat's going to go to the line with 7.6 to go. Basically, Franklin lost DeGroat as he was at the top of the key and then made a quick cut, got the ball, went up for the layup, and was fouled. So here's DeGroat. He has struggled at the line a little bit tonight, so this will be interesting. He's shooting two. The senior at the line, Alex DeGroat. First one is no good. Second one coming here for DeGroat, and that one just rolled off the rim. Talk about the pressure on this young man at the moment. 7.6 to go, 41-41 the score. Second shot coming here for Alex DeGroat. He's got 8 points on the night, and if he can get nine, that would be the biggest one. Jim is dead silent now, up and short. No good for DeGroat. And they're actually going to say that he's going to get one more, that there was a violation, I believe, on the first shot. So he's going to get a third shot here. So he's going to get another, an extra stab at it. And this one is good. DeGroat gets it to go down, so he's got nine. 7 seconds left, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor here, it looks like. No, it's going to be a foul. Excuse me. I thought Franklin was trying to take a timeout. Now they will take the timeout, and they're going to say that there was a foul. So 6 seconds left, and Franklin's going to take the timeout. And, boy, you got to feel for Trevor Hallequist. He was at half court, and he saw Derek Beers coming, tried to slide over to take the charge. They called a foul before that, but Hallequist still got absolutely leveled at about half court as Beers was trying to put on the brakes after the foul. 6 seconds to go, 42-41. So you don't need a three or anything. If you're Franklin, you can work up a play to get it inbounds and go for the two and go for the win. And 6 seconds is a lot of time. It's enough time to get it in and maybe set a screen to try to get the ball to Beers. But if you're Bainbridge-Guilford, you know that's where the ball is probably going to go. I'd say the second options for Franklin have got to be Max Carey and then Turner Thies. But obviously the first call will be to go to Beers. 27 of the 41 points tonight for Franklin's Derek Beers. And we know he can shoot it from deep, too. At the end of the third quarter, he basically hit a half quarter. So certainly a variety of options here tonight. 6 seconds left. BG leads 42-41. Let's go back to that foul shot. Alex DeGroat missed the first two, but I believe there was some kind of a violation. Franklin must have been in the lane, and so he got the third shot, and that's why it went down. I didn't see any sort of an official call after the first free throw, unless I just missed it. But that third one, as they say, third time's the charm. So here we go. Franklin has the ball at half court, and they're going to get the ball directly into Beers. He's got 6 seconds to make it work. A dribble drive. Beers into the lane, off the glass. No good. Couldn't get it to go. BG wins 42-41. Boy, that's the way you want to draw it up if you're Franklin. You get it right to Beers, takes it into the lane, and couldn't get it to go. Franklin, I think, was hoping there might be a foul on the play, but Beers with the runner couldn't get it to go down. BG wins a real close one at home, 42-41. Stay tuned. Post-game show coming up. A great contest here tonight on CDO. We'll be right back.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Tobacco Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time to Bainbridge-Guilford High School. It's the postgame show. What a finish here tonight, folks. BG hangs on against Franklin 42-41. You couldn't ask for a better ball game here on a Thursday night, so thanks for joining us again on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Let's go through our scoring summary first before we do our three awards. First for the Franklin Purple Devils, 27 points. That's right, folks, 27 for Derek Beers, 27 of the 41 points. An outstanding night for the senior. Of course, he's going to go to Cortland next year to play soccer. He is signed, and he will be going there, but boy, he's a great basketball player as well. 7 points for Max Carey, 4 for Carson Dutcher, and 3 for Turner Thies. That is the scoring summary for the Franklin Purple Devils. On the other side for BG, the junior Sean Jones comes up with 15. The sophomore Trevor Halliquist with 10 points all in the second half. They were 10 big ones when BG needed it. 9 for Alex DeGroat, including that last free throw that was the difference in the ball game. Kyle Rideout with 6 as well, and Tyler Johnson with 2 for BG. Now let's get into our three awards here tonight, folks, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance, NBT Bank, and also ACCO Brands of Sydney. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank has been putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I don't think there's a question here tonight, folks. 27 points for Derek Beers. He is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. That last shot just wouldn't go down for him. He got a good look at it, but you know, that's the kind of player he is. He's got the guts to take that last shot. He wanted the ball in his hands, and sometimes they just don't go down. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award is next. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I want to give this one to Trevor Halliquist tonight. 10 points all in the second half. I thought his offense was really key, but he played some nice defense and did a lot of the little things in the first half, especially that were huge, steals, rebounds, and just kept his composure, I thought. You know, sometimes when you're a guy who scores a lot and you get into double figures, if you start off early in the game and you're not hitting, sometimes, you know, that gets into your head, but not Halliquist. You know, he played varsity as a freshman last year, and I think he just has some good composure about him, so he gets our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award here tonight. And the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is our final award tonight. Of course, ACCO Brands in Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. That award tonight goes to Sean Jones from BG. 15 points tonight for Jones. He was just rock steady all night long, making jumpers, getting to the hoop, getting to the line, rebounds. He kind of did a little bit of everything, and that's what the All-Purpose Award is about. So Sean Jones from BG is our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Again, 42-41 the final. BG wins a real tight one tonight in boys action between the MAC and the Tri-Valley. Great, great contest here tonight. Again, next week we'll start it off on Monday. The Sydney girls will be on the road taking on Edmiston. That's going to be a good one. We'll have a boys matchup on Tuesday. That will be Sydney heading down to Harpersville. And on Wednesday of next week, folks, circle the calendar because we will have the Delhi girls hosting BG. So that's certainly going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a game on Friday as well next week. So check WCDOsports.com. That always has our full schedule. I'll be somewhere tomorrow night as well doing a game on Twitter. We'd love to have our Twitter updates for you as well. You can go on our website, WCDOsports.com, click on the Twitter link, and find that anytime you'd like as well. You can also go to our audio archive, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Download this game or any other game for free and listen back anytime. That's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. I want to give a couple of thank yous, of course, to Jim Tamayo back in the WCDO studios. He's absolutely great behind the scenes there, and a big thank you to him. And I want to thank somebody here at BG, Tim Seaman, always brings the desk for me way up here in our broadcast portion of the bleachers. And let me tell you, folks, I'm at the very top of the bleachers here, and he hauls this desk all the way up here for me. Special thank you to Tim Great guy. You might see him around Sydney from time to time. So a big thank you to Tim for bringing this desk for me up into the stands. That's going to do it. 42-41, the final tonight. BG defeats Franklin. Have a great night. I'm Nate Lull from WCDO Sports.